It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Navi will jump back in here in a second, and we'll get fish bites for another week. I know he wanted to finish up on his list of his favorite rivers in the West, and I thought he told me he was going to focus on Oregon and what was it? Montana, both of those. And there's plenty to talk about there. So we'll look forward to that to finish out this first hour. Right now, though, Roger Eggett, Bear River Lodge, my buddy and great sponsor of this program, is on the phone with me. We're recording this Friday morning. I'm going to guess you've got some new snow up there.
Yes, it snowed a little bit last night, and more is in the forecast the next 4 or 5 days. We're supposed to get 1 to 2 feet of snow here at the lodge.
Yeah, which is great news for anybody that's been putting off getting out there and playing on a snowmobile, or even if you just want to come up to the cabins. You've got the machines waiting right there in the parking lot, which makes it handy for anybody that doesn't want to haul one up or maybe doesn't even own one.
Yeah, come on up. We've got 50 machines sitting here, snowmobiles, snow bikes, the Defenders with tracks. So you want to go play in the snow, we've got the equipment.
Oh, and here's the best thing. When you're done with your day, whether that's early or whether that's late, you just pull back into the parking lot, walk right back into the cabin, drop all your gear right there, and start relaxing. One of the things we always love about coming up.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to work. But let me tell you a 1 minute story. Last night, we got a phone call at 4 o'clock from a family in a Defender with snow tracks at Whitney Reservoir. The dad decided to be adventurous, and even though we told him these are designed to stay on hard-packed existing trails, he wanted to go exploring.
Oh, no.
Well, 5 hours later, 3 of our guys got him unstuck. So we wrapped up our day yesterday about 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, you said 3 of your guys. Does that mean you didn't have to go out to do the work?
No, but I was home in Morgan praying, so I was on my knees the whole time.
No, I'm proud of you. Usually you're the one leading the pack on that deal, but just the thought of, just the mental image of that. I've been with you when you're digging out a snowmobile, but how do you dig out a Defender?
And it was 4 feet deep. He knew he had made a mistake. I mean, he left a big tip for our guy. He went off doing what he shouldn't have done, but... We took a Defender out, and they have winches on them, and we used the two winches back to back, and ours got stuck, and shovels and digging, and the guys kept calling me, "What next?" And I go, "All right, I'll hop in the truck. I'll be up." But they kept saying, "No, give us another hour." And I said, "An hour?"
Wow.
But anyway, 5 hours later, we got him out.
Well, and that's the other thing people need to know is that – A, you walk people through when they get up there and they're going to rent. You walk them through very specifically things to do, things not to do, so that when you leave the parking lot, you're comfortable in having the knowledge you need to go out there and play safely and have a good day.
Yes, we do. And this guy knew he was doing what he should have done. So,
well,
you know, but he wanted to try it.
Yeah, sounds like he paid the price for it. All right, I need a little music in the background here to set the mood. For what we're going to talk about next. I get this email from, or a text actually, from you a couple of days ago. Got to get a little love song in the background. Valentine's Day right around the corner, and you've come up with a way for lovers out there to spend a little getaway time just in time for Valentine's Day.
Well, I don't know what's worse, the music or your impression of... romance.
All
talking,
right. I'll turn it off. I'll turn it off.
Yeah. We've got a great idea. So go to our website, BearRiverLodge.com. There is a gift certificate right there on the front page you can buy for Valentine's. It's $4.99. That gets you a night in a cabin and all day on a two-seater snowmobile or a two-seater side-by-side. And you don't have to decide today when you want to use it. You can use it between now and the end of May.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to come up... Yeah, you want to come snowmobiling? Come up in February or March. You want to come up on a side-by-side and go play in the mud, as you and I know, the mud and the dirt? Come up in April or May. So buy it now, and it's good through the end of May. And it's just, I think it's a great way to get out with someone you love and go have some fun.
Well, and you know this about your own relationship, and that is that if you can get mama out of the stress of the house and out of the stress of, having to deal with, in your case, business situations day in and day out, Then when she's relaxed, then she feels like she's been rewarded, and this is a great way to do it.
Yeah, this is awesome. And our two-seater snowmobiles are awesome. Our two-seater, you know, those little two-seater side-by-side Maverick Trails, oh, they're fun. So either way, come up in the winter, come up in the spring, and go have some fun.
All right, this is for one of the studio cabins, which is the new ones that you just put together a year or so ago, right?
Yes, we have three of these, and they are so cute. They have big king beds, gas log fireplaces, kitchenettes, marble showers. They're just nice. They're right out by the hot tub, so you can sneak out and get in the hot tub and get back into your cabin. They're standalone cabins. They're just nice.
Yeah, so a hot tub right out the front door, literally right out the front door. And if you're thinking bigger than that, or you got a family reunion coming up, I want to make sure they understand that all the way from the studio cabin to the six or seven bedrooms, how many are they now?
Yeah, we have two brand new seven-bedroom cabins. I'm actually up here checking people into both of those tonight. We have a group staying in the 1 7-bedroom cabin that's designed for big groups of retreats. There are no bedrooms on the main floor. You can all gather in there, get about 30 people in there. The other one is for family reunions. It has a bunk room with 6 built-in bunk beds, which is really fun. It has a game room for the kids. Has a master suite on the main floor for grandma and grandpa. So, and it still sleeps 26 people. So they're both just big, fun cabins. But come take those. Come take the 5 bedrooms, the 2 bedrooms, the 1 bedrooms, whatever your size, we can accommodate.
Yeah, and I just want to make this point. Sometimes when you say it'll accommodate 26 people, everybody's like, oh, boy, I don't know if I want to share space with 25 of my relatives. But the beauty of these cabins is there is enough space and enough privacy that if you all retreat to your own space, there's still plenty of room to do that.
Yeah, you get together for the fun, and then you disperse. Like with our family, we have bunch of kids and grandkids. You know, we have 16 grandkids now.
Yeah.
So they can take the kids can take their own families up to their own room, put the kids to bed, and then come back down to the main area and hang out with the adults,
yeah,
which is nice.
And a great place to eat when you gather and play games and all of those things. All right, it's great. Tell them where to find you online to take advantage of that certificate.
Yeah, go to BearRiverLodge.com. You'll see it right on the main page, Valentine's gift certificate, and it's good from now until the end of May. When you buy it, you don't have to know when you book it. So buy it now, give it to your Valentine, and then decide together when you want to come up and play.
That's a great idea. All right, fingers crossed that the snow keeps falling up there. We need the precipitation. It'll be great for business and lots of good for fun up there.
Yeah, send the snow and we'll keep digging people out.
All right, and I know you hate my love songs here, but I'm going to trail out with that. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your sweetheart.
You too. Take care, Tim.
All right. Got to take a break. We'll do that. Navi's back with your fish bites coming up next, so stay with us. Then hour number 2 of KSL Outdoors Radio.